In neighboring Iraq, U.S. troops are pulling out by the end of this year, and one question for Iraqis is, will the delicate balance of their country's ethnic and religious groups survive the withdrawal of U.S. forces? Well, Barham Saleh is the prime minister of the Kurdistan Regional Government. It runs Iraq's three northern Kurdish provinces. Kurds are not Arabs. Most are Sunni Muslims. They account for as much as 20% of Iraq's population, and there are Kurdish minorities in Turkey, Iran, and Syria as well. Prime Minister Saleh, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
U.S. forces have helped stabilize relations among Iraqis, Kurds, and its Sunni and Shiite Arabs. Who's going to assume that role when the U.S. is out?
Well, the onus of responsibility will be on us even more, and the Iraqi political leadership will have to really shoulder this responsibility, and we need to do better and fill in any void left by the U.S. troops as they leave.
We're talking about a few weeks from now.
Yes, indeed.
Have to do better. Are Iraqi forces up to the job?
We are concerned, certainly, about air force and the airspace that Iraqi defenses could be vulnerable. I was in Baghdad a week ago. I met with colleagues in the Iraqi federal government, and I think we want to still rely on assistance from the United States, U.S. engagement, but at the same time, we have to recognize that the Iraqi political leadership will have to be up to the task.
Oil raises a basic question of federalism versus centralism. There's oil in the north of Iraq as well as elsewhere in the country. Do you still not have an understanding with the central government in Baghdad as to whether the Kurdistan regional government controls what's under the ground?
The constitution is clear. Undiscovered oil fields are a preview of the regional government, and that is why we went into developing our oil infrastructure. We have invited international companies to help us uncover that vast potential in Kurdistan. This is, I agree, is a subject of dispute with the federal government or specifically with the Ministry of Oil in Baghdad. But we have agreed recently with Prime Minister Maliki that a draft law will be submitted to Parliament by end of year. Because,
in fairness, though, I've been asking you about this for years,
absolutely.
And still, there's still no resolution.
It
a pretty seems, basic question.
But there is one fundamental fact that is important. We are producing oil, and the oil is being pumped through the Iraqi pipeline, and the revenues are deposited in the Iraqi central treasury, and this is being redistributed for all of the people of Iraq. We need a legislation. We need a legal framework that will regulate this. But at the end of the day, I believe that the era of centralized management of oil resources and statist policy is over.
Prime Minister Barham Saleh, I'd like you to try to explain something to Americans as best we can get it. The Kurdistan regional government enjoys some autonomy from the central government of Iraq in Baghdad. I want you to explain, what is it? Is it like Texas to the United States? Is it like French-speaking Quebec to Canada? How do you describe the relationship you
some
enjoy?
Some people described us as like the Texans of Iraq, but I would say like the United States in general. You have a federal system of government. The relations between states and the federal government goes through different phases.
But Texas doesn't control armed people going across the border from Mexico. That's a national responsibility.
No, at the same time, Iraqi security capabilities are not developed enough in order to control the borders. It's like the United States in some ways. We are asserting state rights. The federal government has certain responsibilities delineated in the Constitution, and we are trying to make sure that our self-government is respected. And we are also trying in Kurdistan to lead the way for the rest of Iraq by creating a more vibrant, more dynamic economy, more free market-based, and that way to attract investment and make Kurdistan a gateway to the rest of the Iraqi market.
Is the U.S. leaving too soon?
There was an intense debate inside Iraq. We in Kurdistan were hoping that there will be a residual force staying behind, but other compatriots of ours in Baghdad saw it differently, and the Iraqi government, and for that matter the U.S. administration, have come to the conclusion to honor the 2008 security pact between Iraq and the United States by which the forces would be leaving by end of this year. I hope that this is the beginning of a new relationship of the United States with the new Iraq, and helping Iraq shore up its democratic foundations, I think, is important for the rest of the world.
Are you concerned about a resurgence of intersectarian or inter-ethnic violence in Iraq with the U.S. leaving?
Living in Iraq, living in the Middle East, you always have to be concerned. And I say this is a challenge, the new environment in Iraq. But we have to be up to the challenge, and we have to step up to that challenge. And I hope all of us understand the need for greater political unity and working together. I'm not going to be merely idealistic and say things will be fine. I'm sure that we will be tested. And this is the moment that we need to show leadership in the country.
Well, Prime Minister Saleh, thank you very much for
thank
talking
for
with us once
me.
Again. Barham Saleh is a Prime Minister of the Kurdistan Regional Government in the north of Iraq.
This is NPR News.